Welcome to Manchester United Today.
Football Manager.
Hi, it's Peter Guest.
And the Moose.
And we are here for another episode of footballpredictions.net, the podcast. Today we're covering MLS games for the 8th and 9th of June 2024. What have we got lined up, Moose?
Yeah, we've got four matches this game round, starting with New England Revolution at home to New York Red Bulls, Sporting Kansas City at home to Seattle Sounders FC, Portland Timbers visiting St. Louis City, and Minnesota United at home to FC Dallas.
Yeah, and you can see all the details for these matches that we're about to discuss on their website, footballpredictions.net, along with fixtures from just about every other football competition that's playing right now. And
our website shows where to watch the games, of course, and the local broadcast channels plus video streaming services, as well as match odds from local bookmakers.
And if you look in the description of this podcast episode, you'll see clickable links to all of the matches that we're about to discuss, so you can see all the different odds or your local bookies and things like that. Geolocation and live streaming rules apply. 18 plus, gamble aware.
There we go.
Let's get into the first match, and that's New England Revolution up against New York Red Bulls. For us here in the UK, it's on the 9th of June at 12:30 in the morning. And this one you can watch on Bet365. Use that bonus code FP365 if you're new to them. And New England Revolution first, they've had, they're coming off of a win, which was a bit unexpected against Nashville, haven't they?
It was unexpected. They were bottom of the Eastern Conference. They only had two wins in 13, and they went to Nashville and beat them 2-1. We did have in that game over 2.5 goals, both teams to score. But New York Revolution took the 2-1 as opposed to losing 2-1 in that game. So that surprised us a little bit. New York Red Bulls, on the other hand, we had them to win at home to Orlando City. They beat them 1-0 and we had a narrow win. We had 2-1. But yeah, we had the right outcome of that game.
Worth noting as well that they've won, I think, 4 out of their last 5 New York Red Bulls, and they've done very, very well in the MLS of late. And we did actually get the 3-1 exactly right against Charlotte FC as well. That was the other home game before that they played Orlando City. So doing okay with these predictions. But on this one, we've got two teams that are a little bit tricky to predict, especially after that last New England Revolution match. But do you think they can keep it going?
No. What we have for this particular game is, and like you rightly said, New York Red Bulls, to be fair, they're in pretty good shape. 4 wins out of their last 5. They go to New England Revolution, and we're predicting a narrow win for New York Red Bulls. 1-0. So under 2.5 goals, no both teams to score, but a narrow New York Red Bull win in this game.
Yeah, that should keep New York Red Bulls up in the sort of near the very top of the Eastern Conference. Okay, moving on to Sporting Kansas City, who are playing Seattle Sounders FC. This one is an hour later compared to the last one, Sunday, 9th of June for us here in the UK at 1:30 in the morning. And again, you can watch this one on Bet365. Use that bonus code FP365. Sporting Kansas City not doing too well of late. We did predict them to get beaten by Minnesota. We predicted 2-1. They ended up losing 3-1. So it's worse than we thought it would be.
Yeah.
But they've won. They've only won. Well, the only win they've had actually was in the U.S. Open Cup, wasn't it? Of their last 6. Or the rest of the MLS, they lost.
Yeah, they lost the last 7 games now in the MLS. They've not won in 10. So they're in terrible form. But like you said, last week we predicted them, right? We have both teams to score over 2.5, but we had them to lose at Minnesota. And they lost 3-1 in that game. The form is just terrible. Seattle Sounders, even though they are not in the playoffs yet,
they've got a game in hand on some of the teams. Yeah,
they do, and this is probably the round for them to catch up with with Portland, Colorado, and Houston, who's just sitting four to five points ahead of them. They're actually not too bad form at the moment, although we did predict them to win 2-1 last week, and they only got a 1-1 draw at home to Real Salt Lake. But yeah, overall, they're looking pretty good. But their form is mixed, though, actually. Their form is mixed with 2 wins, 3 draws, 1 defeat in their past 6 games prior to this game.
Yeah, this is be an interesting one, because Sporting KC, they are bottom of the Western Conference, whereas Seattle Sounders are, well, like you said, they're just kind of, they're in 10th position out of 14th. So actually, there's not that much between these two teams. And we've come up with having Sporting KC at home for this one. We've actually come up with what some people might find surprising, haven't we?
Yeah, we've come up with a 1-1 draw. So still both teams to score and under game, tight game. But yeah, we've come up with the draw. I think overall, then Kansas City at home, if you look at they've had 4 defeats at home. They've all been by just 1 goal. And it's been to the better teams like Inter Miami, LA Galaxy, all the more recent Vancouver Whitecaps and Houston. And then they've had 3 draws, and then they beat San Jose Earthquakes. So it's not like at home that they are just being turned over.
Yeah, and also if you look at the form of Seattle Sounders, in 2 out of their last 3 games in the MLS, they've got a 1-1 draw. So, and that's exactly what we've gone for here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's see how that one pans out. But hopefully that will be a correct one as well. In terms of a bet on that one, perhaps both teams to score.
Yep.
Anyway, St. Louis City are playing Portland Timbers. And this one is on 1:30 Sunday, 9th of June UK time, 1:30 in the morning. And again, it's on Bet365. Watch it using the bonus code FP365. You just have to have 1 unit of currency there. And also, if you haven't got that, a bet placed in the last 24 hours. And of course, geo restrictions apply to streaming. So you won't be able to watch this one in the US, but everywhere else, you should be able to see it. And St. Louis City, we thought last time out they might actually get beaten by Inter Miami, but they grabbed a 3-3 draw in a very exciting game, didn't they?
Yeah, they surprised us with a 3-0 draw. We had predicted over 2.5 and both teams to score in that game, so lots of goals, which we went in on. But yeah, we did have predict Inter to beat St. Louis, but yeah, it was a surprising 3-3 game. On the other hand, we predicted Portland to beat Houston Dynamo, but it ended 2-2 at home. This is an interesting game because St. Louis is sitting a few places outside of the playoffs in the Western Conference. They are 3 points behind Portland, but they have 2 games in hand. So yeah, the table might, I'm not saying it's lying. it never does. But the thing is, St. Louis has got a great chance of catching up with Portland here. And after this game, they would still have 2 games in hand on them.
And we think actually St. Louis City will grab the win here, don't we? And quite comfortably, in fact. We were impressed with them away against Inter Miami. We think they'll take that form into this game, don't we?
Yeah. We are actually going for a very comfortable St. Louis win, 3-0.
Yep, 3-0. Maybe we've over-egged the pudding on that one, but I think over 2.5 goals for this one, considering the high-scoring games that really, I guess, both teams have been involved in of late. Portland were in that 2-2 against Houston Dynamo last week as well. So, yeah, you have some teams that rarely don't score at least between them and their opposition at least 3 goals.
Yeah.
In fact, the only times I can see in the last month or so would be the 2-0 loss for St. Louis City against Los Angeles FC. Everything else, they had the 3-1 against Chicago Fire, they had the 3-1 loss against Cincinnati, and they had the 2-1 loss against Seattle Sounders. So, yeah, and similarly for the Timbers, there was just that 2-0 against Austin, which is, you know, almost three goals. But beyond that, they had the 2-1 against Sporting KC. They had the 2-1 against Minnesota and 4-2 against San Jose Earthquakes. And before that, Seattle Sounders 2-1. So I think over 2.5 for this seems to be like something that would be a very likely outcome.
Yep.
Minnesota United are playing FC Dallas.
And yeah.
This one's also UK time Sunday, 1:30 in the morning, the 9th of June. Again, available on Bet365. Watch it. Use that bonus code if you're new to them, FP365. And last time out, Minnesota United, they've been doing pretty well lately. They had a good win, 3-1 over Sporting KC. We did predict 2-1 for that.
Yeah.
So as an exact score. So yeah, we got both teams to score over 2.5 and both teams to score and win for Minnesota. Whereas FC Dallas, we predicted them to lose to Los Angeles FC, which they duly did. So how do you see this one panning out?
Yeah, if we look at FC Dallas in particular, the last two away games they've lost at Los Angeles FC and LA Galaxy, we predicted them to lose both of those games. Prior to that, they had a home game to Real Salt Lake. It was a draw. We predicted a draw. So yeah, on Dallas, we've done pretty well. And like you just said, with Minnesota at home to Sporting KC, we predicted a home win over 2.5 and both teams to score in that game. And yeah, Minnesota is looking in pretty good shape, in particular at home, where they picked up that win most recently. They're sitting third in the Western Conference. They only lost three games all season. And actually, they're two games behind Real Salt Lake. So a win here will take them within just 2 points of first place. And
yeah,
they got a game in hand. So
they got two games in hand, haven't they?
Two games in hand, yeah.
They played 15, whereas Real Salt Lake on 33 points have played 17. So
yep.
Yeah, they could technically could go top if they yep. win all their games in hand. Yeah.
Also interesting, the Minnesota scored in all of their home games, and the last four home games they've scored two or more goals. So they're looking pretty comfortable at home.
Yeah, and given that their good home form and FC Dallas's poor away form.
Yeah.
I think they FC Dallas did grab a win against Tampa Bay Rowdies in the US Open Cup, but you know that's the US Open Cup, so they expected to win that.
In the MLS, they've not won an away game all season.
Yeah.
So they have two draws away and they've lost the remaining games. So yeah, they're very, very poor away. And I think combined with the form, if we look at both teams, this is talking for a home win.
Yeah, we've gone for 2-0, which you would think seems the most logical choice. Definitely, I'd go for a home win in this one. And we don't think that FC Dallas will score in this game. It's not often that they don't score. They usually tend to get a consolation at some point, but they didn't in their last game against Los Angeles FC where they were beaten 1-0. So we think that's going to repeat itself, and we do think that Minnesota United will be able to keep up their good goal-scoring record of, I think they've scored two at least, haven't they? For a long time, I think they scored two against Atlanta. They scored two against Los Angeles Galaxy. They scored two against Portland Timbers. They scored three against Colorado Rapids, but they needed that third because it was a draw. And they had that blank against LAFC, but then they scored a three against Sporting KC. So yeah, we've gone for 2-0.
Yeah,
that wraps up all the games. And just so you're aware, if you are planning to live stream any of these matches on Bet365, geolocation and live streaming rules apply, and 18 plus, gamble aware, and do use that bonus code FP365 if you haven't already got an account.
Yeah, and in the description section of this podcast, you can see the links to the fixtures we've just been discussing, or you can simply head to the website footballpredictions.net. And why do that? Well, it's that you have a look at the online sources to see games from your location via streaming and TV channels, our predictions for different betting markets, as well as best offers and odds.
Yeah, and if you aren't aware, we record these football podcasts for quite a few different competitions in addition to the MLS. There aren't that many competitions at this time of year, of course, but we've got some coming up. We've got Brazil Serie A that we're going to be doing very shortly, and also we have the Euros. So you can hear all these podcasts on podcast.footballpredictions.net, or you can listen to them where you usually get your podcasts. That's it for this episode, and thank you for joining us. And until next time, it's
goodbye.
Bye. Football Predictions.